It is Talking Yanks player profile and projections, and we are down to the last scheduled PPP opening day. It was supposed to be around the corner. It's not. It's not. But we're doing the big dude.
It's around a corner.
Yeah, a couple.
I just don't know where it is.
Searching for it.
But there will be a corner.
Corn maze searching for opening day, trying to figure it out.
Corner teened. That was the BBD word of yesterday.
Aaron Judge is from Linden, California.
Linden.
And
raise up.
There is a great corn maze about 20 minutes west of Linden.
Okay.
So he's been there. I tweeted at him once and said, do you want to go together? And he liked it. So, end the episode.
Heard him.
Music's muted. Judge, another benefit, another beneficiary?
Yeah.
Of the coronavirus, maybe.
A beneficiary of the delay to the start to baseball. We won't say a beneficiary of the coronavirus.
Yeah, but anyone
it's a tough way to phrase it.
Can put it 1 + 1 = 2, you know?
Yeah, they could. Mm-hmm. Some people can't, though.
Yeah, dumb people. Yeah.
And I've been a topic this morning.
Aaron Judge, career OPS plus 151, career OPS 952, career slugging 558, career on base percentage 394, career batting average 273, 110 RBIs in 396 games, 110 home runs, 246 RBIs. I just wanted to remind people that he's good.
Very good.
I don't think he gets the respect he deserves on the national level because he plays for the Yankees and because now the whole joke is just injury prone. He's never played a full season and all that. Also, a great defender, a good base runner. So I just, out the gate, want to let people know, like, you may be down on the injuries and all that crap.
Sure.
This dude is a stud when healthy.
Yeah, and I think when healthy has now become a real thing. It's back-to-back years. He's, 112 games in 2018, 102 in 2019, and then, you know, he comes into this year quite an odd upper rib injury, which, like we said, the delay to the start of the season / the coronies will allow him a little more time to heal. I know the debate was it was going to be 2 weeks and they were going to reevaluate. I'm assuming, well, we'll see. I'm not going to assume anything, but it gives Aaron Judge a little more time. And I think the bigger thing, and I mean, check the books on this, and maybe I'm totally wrong, but 2017 was a special, special season. Judge finished second in the MVP, could have easily been first, especially could have been first now because of other reasons that have come out.
Bang, bang.
One rookie of the year, so that's nice. But what goes overlooked in baseball is how important health is, and the fact that Aaron Judge hit 52 home runs that year with a big slump after the All-Star break and mostly, a.k.a. a shoulder injury. In the past 2 years, he's combined for 54 home runs.
Yep.
So it just goes to show how important health is and how hard it is to not only, if you can stay healthy throughout a 162-game season, which is hard, to be right and at your best over those 162 is just as hard. So that 2017 year was special. We've seen the ability for him to be at that level again, but we need the big man healthy.
Yeah, 52 home runs. Like, I don't care if that doesn't happen again in his career. It's a huge number. And he had, like, 33 at the first half. A lot of people were still just throwing fastballs.
Yeah.
Nah, I'll get him. And then Judge would just hit him. So everything shifted a little bit. He got injured and all that. But, yeah.
First year he's supposed to get paid.
This year?
Yeah.
Is he getting paid?
$8.5 million.
$8 million? That's cool. Good for him.
Yeah.
Deserves it.
Yes.
You know, a lot of money to be made off his back. Yankees are making a ton of money off of Aaron Judge right now. You upset that he's a Pepsi guy?
No.
You like Pepsi just fine?
Gotta get that money.
You like Coke better than Pepsi?
Don't have a preference.
Yeah, I can't tell a difference.
Yeah.
Katie doesn't drink Pepsi.
Good for her.
She likes Coke, though.
Yeah, I think Jess is Diet Coke. I think my mom is Diet Pepsi. So if they ever cross that bridge.
Oh, no.
Woo.
You just pour both on your head.
Your son's fucking ugly. I know. Whoa.
That's the combo.
Nice soundboard, BBD.
That was a weird drop, Dave.
Anything with baseball, we're almost not concerned at all.
Health. Aaron Judd's
That's
awesome.
Why I said with baseball.
Yeah, so I'm agreeing with you. Health is the only issue. I mean, he's awesome. He's awesome in right field. You want to hear his baseball savant numbers?
Yes.
He's all
Reds.
Exit
velo.
Exit velo. He's in the 100th percentile. Name someone in a higher percentile than Judge at hitting the ball really hard. You can't. Impossible.
Stanton.
Oh, what about the hard hit rate? 100th percentile for Judge. Name someone that hits the ball harder.
That's good. Maybe Stanton.
Maybe. I think he was actually lower.
I just remember he had the hardest hit ball last year, but he only played 12 games, so it's a tough sample size either way.
I mean, very impressive that.
Second game of the year or whatever it was with Stan. That's so ridiculous.
Hardest hit ball in the season. facing the Orioles, though.
Got it out of the way.
Got it out of the way. In 2018, Stan was in the 99th percentile and 97th. Judge, 100th and 100th.
100.
Outs above average in the outfield. 94th percentile.
Yeah.
Sprint speed, 79th. That's still in the red. Expected WOBA, 96. Slugging, 97th. Expected batting average, 80th. The dude's a beast.
Stud. He's a stud. And it's, I mean, the defensive, some of the newer defensive metrics are even giving him more love than WAR. Some of the... I don't know if it's the defensive run save stuff, but I just remember every new defensive stat that came out last year was like, yeah, Judge is insane. He's truly one of the best defenders in the game. His arm is awesome. His arm is Bugs Bunny.
The casual cannon.
The casual cannon, we call it. And, he's just got – he's a special dude. In stature, the way he plays, everything he does is pretty special.
Remember when he cleared the bleachers in left field?
Yeah.
It's Father's Day in 2017. That's the scariest home run I've ever seen.
It's a big boy.
It was
big boy homer.
Huge. Let's get the random video out of the way for Judge real quick.
Oh, dude, he can't pull home runs. Remember?
What was our stance on that at the time? Random video alert.
Just like keep watching because he will.
Yeah.
He's not trying to.
Ooh, a ball from Taylor Scott. Low. Really good.
Runner advanced.
DJ advanced. Judge said like, go, go, go.
It was against the Orioles, so DJ and Judge were both like, let's keep this moving.
Yeah. Good job. Thank you, Random Videos from BaseballSavant.com. We appreciate it. Yeah, he only pulled, like, one home run last year. Everyone had a big issue with
it. No, he pulled – once he did it, he started pulling a bunch.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I think that September he got one. I think then he hit – I wouldn't know if it was 3 out of 5 or a couple in a row. I think he got a big one in Oakland. I don't know. And again, it just goes into what this...
Six. He pulled six last year.
What this Yankee organization values is... And yeah, people were tying that into being hurt, blah, blah, blah. This Yankee organization values guys that let the ball travel and can drive it the other way. Literally look at every example of people they've brought in over the past 3 years, whether it's the Cashman Fines in the Talkmans, Voits, Urshela... Those guys, DJ LeMahieu from free agency, that's all he does, and Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton. Like, that's what these guys do, and he's so good at it that not a lot of pitchers like coming in on the big guy because when they do, you mentioned that Father's Day homer. How about the Ruco home run call in Seattle?
Testing the limits.
I mean, the guy's wired differently, and by the way, he can flick it the other way and hit it about 425
over that.
On the last pitch I just watched in my head. It went 425.
Okay, huge.
Fastball away.
Over that short porch.
It was a road game.
Oh, damn. Where?
It was in Camden. It was still in Camden.
Okay. Yeah. He's just stuck.
I didn't leave Camden.
So it was a taller wall, though.
Yeah, it was nice.
That's awesome.
It was nice.
Who was the right fielder?
It was just to the left of the big wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I call that the Romine area.
Okay.
Because I think maybe he has one there. I wanted to do something a little, or another little reminder.
Little reminder alert.
Just because Judge's first season put him on a pedestal that a lot of people compare him to. In 2018, he got injured and all that, and he had 27 home runs. How many MLB players do you think had more home runs than him?
Ooh, MLB, 27-plus home runs. This is 2018 or 19?
Yeah, 2018.
2018. I'll say there was 19.
14. He was 15th. I mean, there's 30. There's you know, nine guys on every team, 30 teams. Nine times 30, BBD.
Nobody knows that math.
Give me a sec.
270.
270? Sure, it sounds right. 14. So, like, you know, we see the number 27, and we're like, damn, down year. Didn't even crack 30. He was still.
And that's not just AL, that's all of Major League Baseball?
AL.
Okay. That makes a little more sense. A
little more
sense.
To
be fair.
I was reading this thing wrong as well. But my point still kind of makes
still
sense.
Still stands.
Like, just because he didn't hit 50 doesn't mean, like, you know.
15 AL teams.
15 times 9. He's riding.
10, 141. That's a guess.
135.
Okay, I was there.
So still upper tier.
Yeah.
That's my only point. Do I want him to hit more than 30? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to compare him to what everyone else is doing in the league. Do I need him to hit 50 again? No. I don't really care.
Just need him healthy.
Healthy. Do you care about the average? I'd like Judge to not turn into a 220 average with a high. He's good. He's better than that.
Whoa, 220 average.
Yeah, like he hasn't done that at all. But
at all. I
that's
mean,
why
he's a
I'm
career
saying
273.
And I'd like him to stay. I'd like that to be his soft spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't want him to hit 220.
My whole point is that I don't want him, like, if he's like, I need to hit 50 home runs and then start swinging for the fences and the average tanks. No, give me 30 home runs and a good average.
Yeah, and I mean, the rules don't work for Judge like that because he's so big. He's just got to put the barrel on the bat on the ball.
That's true. He can swing for average and still pop 25.
Yeah, I mean, dude, and if he plays a whole season, if he plays 145 games, you're not keeping him under 30 home runs. There's no data point you can point to that would say that. He hit 27 last year in 102 games, juice ball. He hit in 112 games, I mean 20 more at-bats basically, he hit 27 home runs. The year he had a full season, the only year he's had a full season, he hit 52. So, yeah, I mean, in 52, I think what you're saying more so is that what I was saying earlier is that is a special season. There aren't guys in baseball that come up and rip off 50 a year. That's not how this sport works. So I just think it's being healthy, and it's the answer for Aaron Judge, whether he's having a good year, if he's nicked up or what's going on, the answer lies between basically 35 and 55.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take that.
Maybe 65 with a little juicy in the ball in a good year.
Nah, 65.
A little juicy Lucy, huh?
Don't even do it to him.
A little juicy Lucy, huh?
How many different batting order positions do you think he played last year?
Can I get the juicy Lucy? What are you picturing? A sandwich shop? A smoothie?
A juicy Lucy?
Yeah. Drink?
No, a burger.
Okay.
Isn't that what it is?
I think it could be anything.
I thought it was a burger with cheese inside of it.
I think you could do anything with it.
It's definitely a burger with cheese inside. Like, that's a thing.
Juicy Lucy.
Yeah. A Juicy Lucy is a burger with cheese inside the meat. Yeah.
Why are we showing each other the screen?
Very popular in Minnesota.
Think so?
No, so.
Have you been?
No, but that's just.
Ooh.
It's kind of just a
Judge in the batting order. I mean, he hits second, third, or fourth, and that's it.
Never hit third, never hit fourth. had one game not at second.
Did they do a leadoff game last year?
And everyone freaked out. Do you remember that? One game?
Not last year. I remember the whole discussion. That feels like 2 years ago. Maybe it was last year.
It was on July 21st versus Houston last year. Judge first, Gary second, Didi third.
That was his first game back from the injury last year.
Juicy Lucy. Also a drink. Eat a bug while you're at it.
It's known as a burger.
I know it as a drink.
Well,
5.8 million results know it as a drink.
I mean, when you type Juicy Lucy, the burger comes up.
Drink comes up, too.
You had to type drink.
I'm typing burger now, too. Look at that. I don't know. I could see Judge eating and drinking as many Juicy Lucys as he wants.
I'm so fucking hungry now looking at these Juicy Lucy burgers.
Look at the drinks. You'll get thirsty.
No, those are girly drinks. So I'm not interested.
With that attitude. Ooh, sexist. There's nothing to be had. The guy's a freak. He's going to get on base at a near 400 clip. The range of the batting average feels like it should be a discussion, but I also don't. In his rookie special season, he hit 284. It's trickled down 278, 2018, 272, 2019. I will say this. I think if he hits, 260 this year, we're clearly seeing a trend, and that's either the league getting to know him more or injuries.
That's why I said I wanted 270 to be a floor.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. To keep it above, because then we're having conversations like you start sneaking up on 250, and that becomes a different ball player than what Aaron Judge is.
Let me find the lowest stat line.
Okay.
To see if you still would like it at the end of the day. 120 games played.
Okay.
33 home runs.
Sure.
265 batting average.
Yeah.
370 on base percentage.
That number feels a little off. 394 lifetime.
I know. I'm trying to find the low bar.
Well, so I'm saying the other numbers I was fine with. The OBP there doesn't add up to me.
So you need the OBP to be higher than that.
Yeah.
374.
Yeah, I think 375 and up.
Does his OPS have to start with 9?
Yes.
Has to, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's down
here.
He's
that level player.
Because otherwise, it's like what we talked about Machado. Like, Machado's numbers are good if his name wasn't Manny Machado.
Right.
Because you know his ability. So it's either regressing or the league's figuring him out or something's going on. Because his ability, my line is Judge should be 270, 370, 900. That's my low bar. Or average on base and OPS.
Yeah, I mean, I think the on base there is my only qualm. I think as he gets older, that skill gets better. He led the league in walks in 2017 as a rookie.
He doesn't get a lot of calls.
And like we're mentioning with this 112 and this 102, those are seasons with injuries, and he played with injuries in those seasons. Like, people were wondering about the shoulder if he couldn't turn on baseballs. And A, is it just people pointing at those things, or are there actual injuries? And I think you can point to different things at the time. Like, if this dude's healthy and he's right and, Jimmy, he's not clutch, guess what? He is clutch. His playoff numbers, he has a 900-plus OPS, too.
Such thing as clutch in the regular season, so everyone can shut the
When this guy's
that.
Healthy, he's a special talent.
Cool. I agree.
That's it. That's all.
More drinks.
Yeah.
More beers. Stay healthy. Don't get hit by pitches. The oblique is, I'm more concerned with the oblique than the rib, and I think the oblique's 100% healthy right now, and the rib is broken. Because oblique injuries are nagging, and, like, he uses that muscle.
It's a big body.
All the time.
It's a big body.
So, other than that, I'm good. You know who else is good? AffordableJerseys.com. They got jerseys, they got hats, they got a lot of stuff. Didn't the other day we found that AffordableJerseys.com had a hat with a picture of a hat on top of it?
Hat with a hat on it.
And it was Judge.
Yeah.
So that's a good hat. Must buy. I actually went to their website, and I think they took that down.
Is that coverage gear or affordable jerseys?
That was coverage gear. My bad. Okay. Go to affordablejerseys.com or
get
coverage
a jersey
gear.
From there.
Fuck, we doubled them up.
Oh, God. They're going to be pissed.
Damn it.
God damn it.
They have Judge jerseys. They have the Nike. They have the Majestic.
99?
They have no name on the back like the players wear them on the field. Yeah, they got Judge hats, All Rise hats.
What other 99s are in the league right now? Ryu's a 99, right? Did I dream that?
Players that wear...
Turk Wendell, I think he's retired.
Number 99. Ryu, I think he was 99, right?
Ryu. I was saying Turk Wendell. He's retired.
But are we positive on Ryu?
He was with the Dodgers. I don't know if he's with the Blue Jays.
It's a weird number.
That is so Taguchi. He used to wear 99.
It's a weird number. Like, Gretzky wore it because he was 10 years old playing with 16-year-olds, so they just...
Right.
High number.
Manny wore it for a little bit. Crazy Manny.
Crazy Manny.
Chick's crazy, man. Get her off me, man.
All right.
What else on Judge? Play really well, hit 50 home runs, get a big contract, become the captain, win the World Series.
That's great. That's a good plan. I'm for it, not against it.
You're not against any part of that plan.
No.
All right. Very smart.
Yeah. Smart. Trams.
Ryan Rooney wore 99 for the Yanks.
Cried on the field one time. Oh, thank you guys very much for listening to all of these PPPs. We appreciate it. It was a big, big, big project. We got through it. We're excited. We're glad that you went through the journey with us.